بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an was sleeping in the masjid, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and awakens him, and he inquires of him, Kayfa asbahta ya Haritha? Haritha, how have you risen this morning? What is your condition? Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an understood the question that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was posing to him was regarding his spiritual well-being, his spiritual condition. So he says, Asbahtu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mu'minan haqqa. I've risen this morning, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be a true believer, a mu'minan haqqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, astonished with this reply, tells him, O Haritha, likulli qawlin haqiqa. Wa ma haqiqatu qawlik? Every claim a person makes, there must be some support to his claim. There must be some explanation. So what is the claim you made that you have risen to be a genuine believer? On what basis are you saying this? What is your proof? So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, azaftu nafsi ani dunya. And then when the Sahaba would say these things, they really meant it. They were sincere, they were genuine. He says, I have detached myself from the dunya. In other words, I do not have any love for the dunya. Whilst living in the dunya, bare necessities, that continues. But I do not become consumed by the dunya. I have broken myself away from the dunya, from the embellishments of the world. And my entire day I am fasting, and during the night I am spending in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The condition, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is such that it is as though, ka'anni, it is as though, anzuru ila arshi rabbi, I can see the arsh of my Rabb in front of me. It is as though I can see my Allah's arsh in front of me. And it is though I can see the people of Jannah enjoying the bounties of Jannah, they're happy. And it is as though I can see the people in Jahannam shrieking and shouting for help. This is my condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praises him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, hold fast onto what you have. فَإِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ. For verily you are such a person whose heart Allah has brightened, illuminated. Allah has made your heart, your spiritual heart, munawwar. It is brimming, it is shining, it is full of light. You have in nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A bond, a very strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we are all trying to achieve. We are weak. We will endeavor. But we have to be sincere and genuine. And that is why we keep on mentioning that these majlises are for tawbah, istighfar, and making a firm determination to make our hearts, our spiritual hearts alive. The spiritual hearts, when they become dead, the person feels so detest, he feels so lazy, he feels so miserable, he feels so wretched, doesn't feel good at all. He finds himself moving away from ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no enjoyment in his zikr and salat. It just becomes a ritual. In fact, that also goes away from his life. So this heart needs to be brightened all the time. And that's why mashayikh have mentioned, from the hadith they have mentioned, that this qalb, the spiritual heart, is sultanul badan. It is the king of the body. It is the king of the body. Rasulullah has mentioned, and we've mentioned this hadith so many times, ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan, idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluh, wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kulluh, ala wahil qalb, that there is a piece of flesh in your body, and that's the heart. If this becomes pure, correct, the entire body will become correct. The eyes will see that which is halal. The tongue will speak only that which is correct and what Shariat, what Allah and His Rasul allow and permit. The hands will only touch and the feet will only go towards those things that Allah has made permissible. So when this heart is correct, the person will be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But the moment the heart becomes rotten, becomes decayed, when the spiritual heart becomes deformed, then it requires to be reformed. When the spiritual heart becomes deformed, then there's a very great need, important need, become necessary now for it to be reformed, and that is Islah. Then the actions will be performed in the right way according to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what they have taught us. Person has a car, and Allah save us, meets up an accident, the car is dented, what happens? As much as we want, eventually we'll have to take it to the panel beater. It'll have to go through the panel beating until the car is looking as good as what it was. Person has a car, or he meets up with an accident. He's very afraid what his father will say. His father will shout him. He's a youngster. Father warned him not to drive fast. Meets up with an accident. He's afraid of his father. So very quickly he takes that car to the panel beater. Before his father even comes to know, in 2-3 days he tells the person, please make sure everything is done quickly. The dent must be out. It must be done, panel beated properly, and carries on normal, parked in the garage. Father doesn't even make out. Now for dunya things, when they are dented, then immediately we'll see to it. How often we find ourselves, Allah protect us, the car got some dents, then we will conceal it from people, because people ask us in the masjid, hey, what happened to your car? You got a dent there? You have made to the accident? Did you knock somebody? Now you have to answer people's questions. So the person will conceal it, or the person will quickly repay it. But the spiritual heart, when it is dented, is a decay. Because we're not seeing it. We don't do anything about it. We leave it as it is. And the rot just increases and increases and grows and grows and grows. Like how Rasulullah mentioned, the black spot of guna, it only increases in size. It goes larger and larger and larger until the entire heart becomes dark. Then the heart is spiritually dead. Allah protect us. The heart has to have life, hayat in it, hayat qalbi. Then it becomes qalbi saleem. When that happens, now the person begins to enjoy his ibadah. He feels good. There will be tests and trials and tribulations in his life. He'll overcome this. He'll feel some type of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some bala comes, he turns to Allah. When some ni'mat comes, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very common. Sometimes a person starts, or he makes up his mind, okay, I need some spiritual reformation, I want my Islah to take place. But he doesn't see any immediate results. So after a few weeks, he says, no, this is not for me. I can't do it. And he gives up. Now this should not be the case. Ulama have explained that when we are digging for a borehole or digging for a well, then we know the process is involved. It's a gradual process. And first they will put in a very strong bit and it will go down into the soil a couple of meters. And what do we find? Only sand, stones, rocks. So the person just started making Islah. He's not going to see any result. He hasn't reached what he is searching for as yet. So he's seeing rocks and sand and stones. And this already puts him off. So he says, no, Islah is not for me. This should never happen. He must persevere. Continue digging and digging, like the person digging for the borehole or the well. He's digging and digging. He wants to see water. Then he sees some water, but it's mixed with some sand. So there's water and sand. Here again, the person has to be careful. And many of us make this mistake. The moment we see some water, in other words, some little bit benefit in our life, we feel we have reached our manzil now. Now we reach, we became Allah walas, we became very pious, and now we are dhakirin, shakirin, and I've got nisbat ma'Allah, and I've got the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. A person has to go dig further and further until he gets that water gushing out. It's pure, clean water. There's no sand and stones now. So there's an effort, he has to dig so many meters deep. Like that, the person has to make mujahada his entire life. It's not a day where he'll come, now I'm the wali of Allah and now it's over. No. In fact, the more closer a person becomes to Allah, the more he observes his nafs, and the more careful and cautious he is in this path towards Allah. Now, any small thing, which we may regard to be small, for him it is very grave and very huge and significant and big. And he will treat it differently. A small mistake he makes, and he will be crying profusely. He'll feel pain and nadamat. You and I will feel there's something small, nothing to worry about. Why? Because that qurb, that qalb sareem, that attachment he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made his heart so pure and so clean. So he has made takhliya, he has ridden from his heart, eradicated from his heart, every type of spiritual malady, whether it's pride, anger, jealousy, love of dunya, haram. He has taken all those things out. Takhliya, has made his heart, his dil khali. And now he has adorned his heart with good qualities. So, razail he has removed, razail. Bad qualities, evil qualities. And now he's putting fadail, akhlaqi hamida, he's putting good qualities in his heart. Sabar, qanaat, shukr, taqwa, wara. Now this is bringing light into his heart. So we are very concerned about our physical well-being, and we should be concerned about our physical well-being. But what about our spiritual well-being? We hardly pay any attention to it. Therefore, ulama have emphasized that this heart has to be spiritually nourished with the right food. Dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Quran. But we have to make takhliya first. Remove all those evil habits that we have. The moment it comes, say la to it, remove it. Make dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Make sure you find the right guidance and guidelines. Go to some person who will guide you, and he will show you the way that this is what you should do. You got pride in you, you got jealousy in you, you got anger in you, you got vanity in you, you got ujab in you. These are the steps you have to follow. And then you adorn yourself with good qualities. So there'll be takhliya. And there'll be tahliya. You see, when a person is physically sick, then he has an option. He can make ilaj. It's sunnah to seek remedy, and he can cure himself and the spirit and that sickness, whatever it is, it's gone. Or he can make sabr, can bear the pain of that physical sickness. Allah save us, perhaps a person got cancer and he says, I do not know to go for any chemotherapy, and I will just make sabr. So he will get reward for the sickness that he is going through, because from the various ahadith of Rasulullah SAW, whatever pain you undergo, you got some sickness, then there is kafara of your sayyat. Doesn't mean you mustn't go remedy yourself, you mustn't look for, go to the doctor, but the sickness itself is going to make be kafara of your sayyat. You are going to get all your sins forgiven. When he bore the pain of the sickness, but here when a spiritual sickness he's got, and he says, now I'm going to keep the spiritual sickness, I got pride, I got jealousy, no sin is going to be forgiven, and you're not going to get any reward for it, because this is harmful to you, it's poison. In fact, you'll be getting much more sin and azab. So physical sickness, if you kept it, you will get kafara of your sayyat, sins are forgiven. But a spiritual sickness, if you maintain it and you keep it, you'll be punished for it. A physical sickness, you made sabr, you got shahadat, and it comes to an end in this dunya. Whatever pain a person is going through, the moment maut comes, it is over. But if spiritual sickness, you didn't remedy it, you didn't cure it, you left it like that, you will suffer the consequence of that in this dunya, in the qabr and akhirat. Allah protect us. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. That person who fears the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. Every one of us will be standing all alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Each one of us. And if he fears the standing before his Rabb, what I'm going to answer to my Allah? وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Allah showed us in the Quran that what is the way to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good way, in a comfortable way, that you restrain your nafs from all evil tendencies, passions, egos, haram pleasures. You make mukhalafat of the hawa of your nafs. Hawa means the evil maladies that your nafs has, the spiritual maladies, the passions, the egos, the haram attractions it has, the khayshat, the shahwat. So a person who curbs this, he restrains it, he suppresses his evil desires, he combats all this. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ Then you had khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made this, you suppressed your desires, then Jannat is your abode. So this heart of ours, we have, it is full of greed, full of malice, full of passions, evils, haram pleasures. And therefore, we have to rid ourselves from all this. These couplets we have heard many times before. But for those who haven't heard it before, this hawa we have and this shirs, wallah, this heart of mine has been infested with passions, evil desires, egos. Ya Allah, it's got greed in it for dunya. Change this heart of mine. This heart has become full of ghaflat, heedlessness. It is negligent of you, oh my Allah. Change this, because my heart has become immersed, is drowning in all these evil passions. Oh Allah, change this, the world of this heart. Dil ki dunya badal de. How long will I live my life of living in sin and vice and evil? Oh Allah, change this road of mine. I've taken the wrong road. Take me towards Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, make it such then, that in every heartbeat, I hear your name, Allah, Allah. And when I hear your name, now the person is becoming an ashiq of Allah. He's made takhliya, now tahliya. Allah is coming into his heart, the effulgence, the nur, the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah. He say, maza ajai. Now I'm enjoying a spiritual ecstasy, a spiritual high. And then he says, wallah, I must move my gaze from everybody besides you. Masi wallah. My gaze must only be on Allah. For every matter of this dunya. It is only Allah. You need something, turn to Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ You need assistance, you turn to Allah. Go to salat, go to dua. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, may I sacrifice all my evil passions, Allah, for your sake. Give me your love, O my Allah. The gham they talk about here is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, make your remembrance easy for me. Make it be easy for me. And it must be continuous, not just remembering Allah in some zikr majlis and after that we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all our works, in our dunya, we go home with our family, with our wives, in the business, in the shop, in the madrasa, in the school, in the varsity, in college, whilst traveling, wherever we are. Wallah, make your yad sahal and musalsal. Wallah, have raham upon me. Wallah, I am sitting at your doorstep with a broken heart. Allah, change this broken heart, mend this heart of mine. So this is the few words that we have heard before, and I thought it was apt to mention these few words, inshallah, we'll recite it, because it explains more what I have said tonight. May Allah grant me also a clean, pure heart, a qalbi salim. May Allah grant all of you, you are making the sacrifice, and our mothers and sisters also making their mujahada. But remember, we need to go more deeper and deeper and deeper, like how the person is seeking that water, pure, clean water. Do not give up hope. Persevere. And the day will come when Allah will make the tazkiyah of our hearts. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ We need the fadl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. We need the mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah decides that I'm changing his heart, I'm making this ghaflat come out, I'm making him a zakir, he's no longer a ghafil. Now he's going to be my friend. then Allah will make us do all that is correct. Allah will make us see that which is halal. Allah will make us touch that which is halal. Allah will make us go towards that which is halal. Our minds, our talk also will only be halal. We won't fantasize haram. We won't think of haram. All the time it will be Allah in front of us. Hawa-o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa-o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Sunu me naam tera dar kanon mein, sunu me naam tera dar kanon mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Sunu me naam tera dar kanon mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Hata lu aankh apni maa siwa se, jiyo mein teri khatir dil badal de. Hata lu aankh apni maa siwa se, jiyo mein teri khatir dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Karu qurban apni sari khushiya, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Karu qurban apni sari khushiya, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Sahal farma musalsal yaad apni, sahal farma musalsal yaad apni. Khuda ya rahm farma dil badal de, khuda ya rahm farma dil badal de. Para hu tere dar pe dil shikasta, para hu tere dar par dil shikasta. Rahu kyun dil shikasta dil badal de.
پراہو تیرے در پہ دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
اللہ تعالیٰ give us the توفیق of changing our hearts. It is only Allah's fazl and karam that Allah Ta'ala gives us a qalbi salim, a heart brimming with His love, that every moment, every strand of hair on our body says Allah, Allah, when we take His Mubarak name beside the Ruh Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله change the condition of our hearts my Allah يا الله up to maaf forgive us my Allah Allah, we have spent our entire lives in your disobedience, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Dil ki dunya, dil badal de, ya Allah. Change our hearts, my Allah. Hawa-o-hiriswala, dil badal de, ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Allah, before maut comes to us. Allah, we do not want to reach you with a filthy heart, my Allah. With a dead heart, my Allah. Grant us hayat qalbi, my Allah. Give us a qalbi salim, my Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, our hearts have been covered, Ya Allah, with different, Ya Allah, multiple maladies, my Allah. Spiritual sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got pride, ujab, asad, kina, books, adawat, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash and purify our hearts now, my Allah. Because we are dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want more to strike, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to reach you, Ya Allah, in a pure condition, my Allah. With a clean slate, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true ushaq, my Allah. Your true lovers now, my Allah. And the lovers of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Allah, besides you, we've got nobody else, Ya Allah. You are our Allah. You are our Malik and Raziq, my Allah. You are our Wakil, my Allah. You are our Kafil, my Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Allah, the whole world can abandon us, my Allah.
But you will never leave us, my Allah. Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our worries, ya Allah, our grief, our hardships, my Allah. Protect us from all type of masaib, mashakil, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. We have come to you, ya Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Sitting at your doorstep, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, we beg only from you, my Allah. We are turning only to you, my Allah. We are not begging from any of your makhluk, my Allah. It is only you who we are asking, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me, ask me, I will answer you. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار Allah grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزت أمن چين سكون راحت protection your معرفت your قرب يقين your ذات my Allah Ya Allah, give us yaqeen, your thoughts, my Allah. Fullawat with your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have husna dhan in you, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. In halal avenues, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. So many requested duas, and we promise we'll remember them in our duas, my Allah. Some people have got a stroke, my Allah. Some people have got a heart problem, my Allah. Some people have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, the elderly women folk, my Allah. The elderly men folk, my Allah. The young masoom children, my Allah, who are sick, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, ya Allah. You are a Shafi. Allah, grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannat wa firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, my Allah, they are suffering, ya Allah. In Syria and so many other parts of the world, especially Gaza, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when they try to send some bottles of food, my Allah, then to the Yahud, the enemy, my Allah, even stopping that, my Allah. But my Allah did not know that you are Razak, ya Allah. Allah, you have mentioned the Quran, Inna Allah, huwa Razaku, Dhul Quwwati al-Mateen. Allah, we have yaqeen in this verse, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for the Muslim brothers and sisters, masoom children, my Allah. They don't even have milk powder, my Allah. They don't have any food, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Give them their strength, my Allah. Grant them afiyat and victory now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them salamati, my Allah. Change the conditions for better, my Allah. And all the shuhada, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Allah, give us more to the iman, my Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Allah, this is the only hope we have, my Allah. If we die with iman, my Allah. And get baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Allah, raise us in the day of qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us a hudi kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Because in the Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Allah, all those, ya Allah, who are causing fitna in the dunya, my Allah, fitna in the world, ya Allah. You protect us from their shurur and fitan. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'it. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin ru'atina. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, ya Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'alim, marakiz, ya Allah, masajid, ya Allah, different organizations and madaris, ya Allah, accept all the good work they are doing, ya Allah. Individuals are doing good work, ya Allah. You are well aware of each person, ya Allah, whatever good he's doing, my Allah. Whatever she is doing, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Allah, the upcoming ijtima, ya Allah, make it be successful, my Allah. Next week will be the ijtima, my Allah. Allah, protect it from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, may give us ikhlas,
کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص نصیب فرما, آپس میں محبت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, make many jamaats go out in your path with اخلاص and مقبولیت, my Allah. یا اللہ, use us for all good works of deed, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللہ, حاضرین غائبین سب کی دعا قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.